Ahead of the Prime Minister's pre-election sweep through Western Sydney, let's take a closer look at this vast suburban area, home to more than 2 million people. The traditional Labor heartland is disgruntled with the Labor Party, as reflected in the New South Wales state election result in 2011. Western Sydney is familiar territory to former tourism chief Christopher Brown. He's the chairman of the Parramatta Partnership Forum and a board member of the University of Western Sydney. Christopher Brown, good morning. Christopher Brown, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
You've written recently that the power centre for this election won't be Canberra. It will be places like Casula in Western Sydney. Am I even saying that correctly?
You are indeed.
And you say it's a, quote, community that intends to impose its will on national politics this year. What does that mean?
Well, it comes from so many years of neglect and, in some extent, I'd be strong to say bigotry by people on both sides of politics in the inner city who just don't fully get the issues that dominate day-to-day life in Western Sydney. And it's almost this reaction to this patronising view. I wrote also about, you know, almost every discussion I have with policymakers on in city or in business or politics, it's this concept of the words out there. I love that term, out there. It's just so wonderfully patronising, or those people, and or that it's one amorphous mass. This is over 2 million people. You know, it's on its own the third largest economy in Australia. And I kind of like the fact that for this election, you know, if not forever, this election, the density of marginal seats means that Western Sydney does demand a Prime Minister spends a week here. Western Sydney does demand that an opposition leader is focused on it. And that sort of opportunity a region like this needs to take advantage to get the type of fundamental shift in public policy that might aid the people's lives and businesses in the region.
Strictly speaking, though, it's not new that Western Sydney, and I agree with you that it's not much use for people describing it as an amorphous mass like that, but has really dictated some of the policy positions emphasised in elections. Last election, there was some criticism because people thought policies were being tailored to Western Sydney, and I'm talking about asylum seeker policy, population debate we had in the last election. So it features as a having an impact on some of the broader policies, but what you're saying is none of the changes, that the things that need to occur to fix the lives of these 2 million people are actually being dealt with.
Yeah, it's almost, again, people use Western Sydney as some code word for, you know, rednecked thing. We used to do about the bush, it's sort of coming to Western Sydney. And while they're, without a doubt, with 2 million people, there's plenty who aren't excited by issues of migration or other social policy, the less enlightened parts of Western Sydney. But what it hasn't led to is better roads. What it hasn't led to is rail lines. What it hasn't led to yet is a decision on Badgerys Creek Airport, the first chance this region has to really entrench its economic future. What it hasn't led to is a fair supply. Try to think like the city of Sydney, almost every cent spent by New South Wales Arts Department is in the postcode of 2000. Where are the new theatres? Where are the new stadia? Where is the new rollout of social infrastructure to meet the growing demands for people that are 2 million today and are going to be 4 million by 2050?
And I know you have a plan, a detailed plan that that you and your board have worked through of how to get the area moving, how to boost the economy and get more economic activity in these areas, and it includes things like shifting some government departments to operate from Parramatta and beyond Parramatta, and as you say, those infrastructure projects which will boost jobs. But these are long-term, very expensive things to do. So there's no thought that the Prime Minister can rock up next week and say, yes, we will fix this road, we will put in that light rail, and yes, we will also build you an opera house and a new football stadium.
Well, let's start. The things that don't cost any money, in fact, the things that will save money. Why are we housing public servants in expensive real estate in the middle of CBDs of Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane when for a third of the rent, places around Penrith, Blacktown, Parramatta, Campbelltown, actually where the people live who are receiving the services could be relocated. So that's one thing. Things like Badgerys Creek Airport. It's now been since the mid-80s when the government was going to move to develop a second airport so that the 2 million people, the only 2 million city people in the Western world that doesn't have its own airport is Western Sydney. Things like that. Things that were done in the name of Western Sydney, like a Northwest Rail, which is simply taking people from the Hills District to the city and deliberately avoiding Western Sydney. There's a light rail program. There's no doubt a need for an extension of light rail in the inner city of Sydney, but where's the light rail that goes from Little Parramatta that links the northwest with the southwest? There is a range of projects that aren't all huge ticket items. There's plenty that are, but when compared to the waste that has gone on in issues like the Metro Rail folly in the inner city, It's about time the people of Western Sydney say stop spending all your money on a small and declining part of an inner city elite. Start spending on the people that actually generate the tax revenue.
And the stats are clear, and we've mentioned some of them, but it will house that what we call this broad area of Western Sydney will house 70% of Sydney's population, but only 30% of its employment. And hence, people are travelling for their jobs, and hence, the generally, mostly what we hear about the major gripe from people living in the Western suburbs is how long they're stuck in traffic every day. So it's all about rail and roads. What would you say are the top three or four priorities of the issues then affecting people?
The issues are, it's a fundamental one that rides all of it, which is, and I've recommended some sort of process, a commission, a Macquarie Commission that looks at Western Sydney, its sustainable economic growth and social drivers. If we want to end social exclusion, if we want to improve sustainability, the air quality that doesn't have people travelling 100 to 150 kilometre return trips every day to their jobs in the city, then it's fundamentally turning it on its head, which starts with transport. Not every piece of public transport should be judged on whether you get off at Wynyard. That fantasy and folly of 200 years of a building. So things like a light rail system in and around with Parramatta at its hub, going to the southwest and the northwest, getting on with the West Connex and putting a stake in the ground and saying we're building an airport that's going to mean businesses can locate in Parramatta, okay, not only in the city, and get to export markets around the world and give kids in Western Sydney the same job opportunity that kids in Mosman get every day.
And Christopher Brown, we've only got 30 seconds, but Libs say it's now Liberal heartland, it's always been Labor heartland. Is it changing?
It's changing incredibly. It's a fluid situation. There's the growth of ethnic communities is totally changing the landscape. I'm glad to see the Prime Minister's here next week. I'll be glad to see if the opposition leader's here all week. State Labor learned a tough lesson, and I think State Liberals will learn a tough lesson if in the second term they don't deliver on the promises they made first term. So Western Sydney looks forward to its time in the sun.
Christopher Brown, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Christopher Brown is Chairman of the Parramatta Partnerships Forum.